from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has made a decision, as promised, about whether the U.S. will remain a part of the climate accords from Paris. He spoke in the Rose Garden at the White House.
Under the Paris Accord, billions of dollars that ought to be invested right here in America will be sent to the very countries that have taken our factories and our jobs away from us.
Paris deal reached in 2015 set goals for reducing greenhouse emissions and limiting the rise in global temperatures. It was signed by 195 countries. During the presidential campaign, Mr. Trump repeatedly vowed to tear up the agreement, which he said was hurting American workers. French President Emmanuel Macron reacted to President Trump's decision on the Paris Climate Accords.
Climate change is one of the major issues of our time. It is already changing our daily lives, but it is global. Everyone is impacted. And if we do nothing, our children will know a world of migrations, of wars, of shortage. A dangerous world.
Other European leaders expressed dismay and anger in equal measure to President Trump's decision to withdraw the U.S., the world's second worst polluter, from the Paris Agreement. American military officials saying U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have pushed within 3 kilometers of Islamic State's de facto capital in Syria, and the major battle for control of Raqqa from IS militants could begin in the next few days. Meantime, the U.S. military officials are saying Iranian-backed pro-regime forces continue to violate a deconfliction zone set up around Al-Tamf Air Base, the army base where special forces are being trained. This is VOA News. United States has levied new sanctions against 9 companies and 3 individuals suspected of having connections to North Korea's missile program. The measures will block the individuals and companies, including 2 Russian firms, from doing business with U.S. nationals and will freeze any assets they hold in the United States. United Nations warning a new spiraling of escalating violence in the Central African Republic is threatening to wipe out progress made since the 2013 toward peace and reconciliation. UN Humanitarian Coordinator for CAR is Najat Rochi. She says the peace dividend people were beginning to enjoy has all but disappeared and warns worse conditions lie ahead if the humanitarian and protection needs of the people continue to be forgotten by the international community.
Today they face the imminent risk that their communities, the entire country, slide back into the abyss of conflict and violence, causing new suffering and jeopardizing all fragile gains and peace dividend.
Rochi says the international community urgently needs to step up its support. She says half of the country's population of 5 million depends on international aid for survival. A gunman stormed a casino in the Philippine capital and torched gaming tables in the crowded space, creating a choking level smoke that they say now has left at least 36 people dead. The gunman suffered, stuffed his backpack with casino chips before he fled, found in an adjacent hotel early today of an apparent suicide, dead. Philippines National Police Chief is General Ronaldo De La Rosa.
But as far as the police is concerned, hindi pa talaga kami makadeclare that this is a terror.
He said, as far as the police is concerned, it cannot be said that this is a terror-related act because the shooter did not intentionally hurt anyone. The incident at the Manila casino came as the Philippines military has been battling Islamic State-linked militants in the southern city of Marawi. A spokesman for the president's office said they do not connect the 2 incidents. Ananya Vinay of Fresno, California, here in the U.S., has won the Scripps National Spelling Bee, taking home a $40,000 prize after about 12 hours of picking her way through precarious lines of consonants and vowels. She correctly spelled the word maroquin, a dress fabric made of warps of silk.
That's the latest world news from VOA.